From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggipinto. Utah lawmakers will take up tax reform in a special session Thursday after a state task force approved legislation late last night. KUER's John Reed reports.
The bill passed 6-3 and would increase the price of food, gas, and services such as ride-sharing, while adding some tax credits to offset them. Budget estimates show an overall tax reduction of $160 million under the new law, and most Utahns would get a tax cut. For example, a family of four making $60,000 a year would save about $500. But critics say the bill is being rushed into a special session. Representative Mike Schultz from Hooper says that's the time to tackle it.
It actually will receive a lot more scrutiny and a lot more attention during the special session than it would ever receive during the general session.
But questions remain, including how the state will fund education in the future. Representative Tim Quinn from Heber City was the lone Republican to vote against the bill.
We set out with this task force, we set out with a purpose, and that is to reform taxes so that it reflects the change in economy. We didn't do any of that.
Quinn says that even if food and gas taxes are going up, that's not enough to pay for the general fund, which was the original goal of reform. John Reed, KUER News.
State Representative Angela Romero is presenting legislation today to create a task force that would study the missing and murdered Indigenous women issue. The Democrat from Salt Lake City passed a resolution acknowledging the issue last session, and she says the next step is taking action.
With this particular issue, I think many people see it as a crisis and they want to address it. And I have faith that this will get strong support.
Republican State Senator David Hinkins is co-sponsoring the bill. His district includes San Juan County, which has a large population of Native residents. Romero will present the bill to a state legislative committee that works with Native American tribes in Utah later today. The United States added more than 200,000 jobs last month. That's according to the latest report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But what kind of work is opening up in the Mountain West, and does it pay well? Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie finds out.
If you're a nurse, a carpenter, or you went to coding school, rejoice. That's because construction, healthcare, and the tech industry are among the fastest growing sectors of business in the West right now.
Those are relatively good paying jobs.
That's Juliet Tennert. She's chief economist at the Ken C. Gardner Policy Institute at the University of Utah. She says after years of stagnation, wages are finally increasing across the region, but not fast enough to outpace the cost of housing in many areas. She points to Utah as an example.
Over the past year or so, we've seen average wages grow by about 4%. Now, the median housing price has grown by over 8%.
Tennert says this kind of imbalance isn't sustainable, and the gap between wages and housing should begin to shrink sometime soon. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Federal officials will review whether they are doing enough to protect grizzly bears. A federal judge approved a settlement yesterday after advocates sued the government to impel better efforts to protect the bears in more areas of the contiguous United States. The Center for Biological Diversity's lawsuit says officials should consider restoring grizzlies to areas of Utah and six other states, California, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and Oregon. A slow recovery in a handful of areas, parts of Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Washington state, show about 1,900 bears there. Where once tens of thousands of grizzlies populated western North America, until hunting, trapping, and habitat loss wiped out most by the early 1900s. Grizzly bears are protected as a threatened species in the United States, except in Alaska. Utah is set to become the latest state to allow immigrant dreamers to practice law under a new proposed rule issued by the state Supreme Court. It was unveiled yesterday following a request from two women who earned law degrees from Utah universities but can't practice law because they aren't legal residents of the United States. Their names were withheld from the petition. The cost of building new high schools along the Wasatch Front is spiking. One main reason, rising costs for materials, stemming from tariffs affecting the price of steel and aluminum. The total cost for the planned Cypress High and Granite School District is $15 million, nearly double that of Farmington High School, which opened last year after a $77.5 million build. I'm Diane Maggipinto, KUER News.